Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Good afternoon. I'm Retuneha Carr from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak with the person who requests this callback?
Yes.
How may I assist you?
Yes. My name is Eric Johnson. Yes, ma'am. So you're from the Department of Alabama Labor, right?
Correct. And how may I
Okay.
assist you today?
I'm trying to see how to do this work because I called in about a week and a half ago, and I'm trying to see, am I waiting on a letter or something to, because I don't know exactly what to do.
So what kind of letter?
I thought once you file for unemployment, I thought you, what I do, just wait on a response or
Okay, let
what?
me ask you, what day did you apply for unemployment? So you say 1 week ago?
Yes, it was last week.
Okay,
Yes,
last
ma'am.
week. Last time that you did a weekly certification, when it was?
Certification.
Weekly certification, when you apply for weekly certification, I mean, when you apply for unemployment benefit, you must do a weekly certification every week. That way you don't have interruption in your benefit.
Okay, how you do that?
Sunday through so it's through the telephone number. You have to apply for three companies every week.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's going to be interruption in your benefit. And when you apply for three companies online, you have to call the telephone number. I can provide you the telephone number and also make sure that you update those three employers.
Okay, so I go online with go online to where to what online do I need to go? So we're like what? WW Health Department, I mean, WW Labor Department, I mean, I don't know what.
For what? What are you trying to do? For apply for unemployment? I mean, for apply for a job or for weekly? So.
No, yeah, weekly. You said I need to find, I mean, look for three jobs and then.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do I go by doing that?
So you can apply on the website in alabamaworks.alabama.gov, or you can visit a local care center around your area.
Okay, you said alabama.gov?
No, alabamaworks.
Okay, alabamaworks.alabama.gov. alabama.gov.
And this is how you apply for at least three employers every week.
Okay, and when, so you got it. So I didn't apply this last week.
You apply for three employers, you have to call the 800-752-7389, and you can provide those employers' name.
Okay, 1-800-752-7389. 7389. So it's too late for me to do it for last weekend, right? For last week, right?
Yeah, it is. But you can try. How many weekly you miss? One?
I've been out of work since Wednesday.
This
see.
Wednesday?
No, last Wednesday. 4-4. Yes, ma'am. I've been out of work. And so the exact date was okay, it's July 8th. The exact date was the 19th.
So you
yes,
say
ma'am.
June 19th, this is when you apply for unemployment?
I think I applied for unemployment when it was, I think, the 25th.
Fifth.
Yes.
So probably you have to reopen the claim.
Have to reopen the claim?
Yeah. Because you didn't you missed already two certifications.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
You would like
All
to
right.
do it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no problem, sir. May I have your social security number, please?
424-963-0095.
Okay, thank you. May I have your full name, please?
Because they had gave me a transaction number and a PIN number. I don't know what I did with that.
Yeah, that is you need for weekly certification, the PIN number. May I have
okay.
your full name, please?
Eric Dwayne Johnson.
May I have your birthday, please?
120172.
Mother maiden name?
Clara Mae Johnson.
Okay. 6026. Yeah. Alright, so let's reopen and also let me read for you, Mr. Johnson. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying in documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, and you already explained me what's going on. So now, do you file unemployment benefit in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Have what, ma'am?
You receive notification that you have TRA certification.
No, ma'am. I don't know. Whatever it is, no.
That one is a program for displaced employers. So now, have you regular filed for unemployment compensation and do you apply for TAA?
Did I apply for TAA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is TAA?
TAA is after that you apply for unemployment benefit many times, so you're able to apply for TAA. Okay. Have you applied for TAA or no?
I can't understand you, man. You said TAA or have
T-A-A.
I applied for TAA?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. So you asked me, have I applied for PAA? And I don't even know what that is.
Do you apply? This is
no, because I don't even know what that is that I applied.
Okay,
yeah.
I am asking you if you apply or no. Yes or no? Do you apply?
For no.
Okay. May I have your driving license number, please?
Yes, ma'am.
This is your driving license or ID?
Driver license.
All right. I'm ready.
Zero 6 9 9 9 3 8 9 6.
Okay, thank you. May I have please your race? Are you white, African American?
African American.
What is the highest grade that you complete in school?
12.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
May I have your home address, please?
3053 Biltmore Avenue. That's 3053 Biltmore Avenue.
Okay. City? May I have a city?
Montgomery.
Okay. Yes, sir?
Yes.
Zip code,
I think 36109.
Okay, may I have your occupation from your last employer?
Fabricator.
Fabricated. What are you doing, Mr. Johnson?
It was a steel company.
Okay.
Fabricating steel.
Okay. All right, so are you working through a union hiring hub?
No, ma'am.
Are you attending a school or training?
No, ma'am.
The company that you was working, they provide you a date that you have to return to work?
Ma'am.
Do you have a date that you have to go back to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I am physically able to work. Yes, I am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably 15 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
15.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to a related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Are you available in seeking work in Alabama?
Am I available to work in Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
You indicate early that you haven't known work since the last time that you applied for unemployment benefit. Please verify your answer. No, I haven't known work. Oh, yes, I do have a work.
No, I have not worked.
All right, thank you. So now, have you worked in another state other than Alabama in between April 2023, March 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
What did you say, ma'am?
If you would like to pay taxes out from benefit check.
No, ma'am.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment directly deposit through your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. You would like to keep doing with benefit card, or you would like to choose
direct deposit with my account?
Checking or saving?
Checking.
Everything regarding to cash out, PayPal, or Chime, the system don't allow to take it. If you have a traditional bank, could you please provide me your routing number?
Oh, you say y'all don't take time, catch up, or none of that?
No, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you do it with y'all pay card?
You would like to do it. You have to choose. Last time, they choose benefit card. You would like to keep doing with benefit card?
Yes, ma'am.
After your last day at work, have you received vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
You are certified that your answers are true and accrued with the law provide penalty for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefit. I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me ask you a new question. This is going to be randomly questions about you. Which of the following addresses in Atlanta have you ever lived? 1625 Jefferson Drive, 3045 Caddy Circle, 3165 High Green Trail, 4995 Herdale Lane. Do you recognize any?
No, ma'am.
Which of the following cities is familiar with you? Jackson, Starkville, Tupelo, or Moss Point?
What was that person?
Jackson.
No, ma'am.
Any?
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following addresses is associated with you? 1619 USA Highway 280, 2920 Lakemore Drive Southwest, 5241 Miller Wood Trail, 910 Rachel Lane.
Lakemore.
All right, thank you. So now let me asking you, which of the following cities is familiar with you? Marietta, Frinton, Duluth, or Mapleton?
You said Marietta?
Yes, sir.
Marietta and Mapleton.
And which of the following state does Gregory Johnson live? Georgia, Hawaii, Nevada?
Georgia.
District of Columbia. Okay. So now let me ask you, I am filed an internet claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama. This is
Yes,
what we're
ma'am.
doing right now. I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided and this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook, benefit rights and responsibilities.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me read for you the closing statement. Just 1 second. Okay, I'm back with you. So now, the following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also raised the forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. For you to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim does not automatically start payments to you. So you must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to complete certification, each week could result in a loss of benefits. So you can file weekly certification either online in your claiming portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone numbers. So the phone number that you need to call every week, it is 800-752-7389.
Okay,
this
every
is
week.
For weekly.
Okay.
You have to make sure that it's coming every Sunday. This coming Sunday is your first one before 5 p.m. Otherwise,
okay.
It's going to be interruption again in your benefit.
Before
if you miss
five.
Any. So beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you completed your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiding when you first contact them, but the employer later began hiding. For you to make and complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. For assisting with your work research, please visit a local Alabama Care Center. So do you have any question for me, sir?
No, ma'am.
Let me provide you the confirmation number again, if you are ready.
Okay.
4900-53505.
Okay.
And your PIN number, 505.
Okay. PIN number 505.
No,
number.
Your PIN number is 9572.
9572. And the number you just gave me is 4900-53505.
Correct. So
all right, ma'am.
On weekly certification, you need to you need the PIN number. You have to put your PIN number. Okay?
Okay.
All right. If you don't have any questions, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. You have a wonderful afternoon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.